Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tine.
And I'm Bonnie North. The Spanish surrealist artist Salvador Dalí is famous for works like his painting The Persistence of Memory, that's the one with the melting clocks, and his Dada film Andalusian Dog. Dalí himself was nothing if not eccentric and grandiose and highly imaginative. He wrote of his love for everything that is gilded and excessive, and his passion for luxury.
It is that wildness of spirit that informs the Quasimondo Milwaukee Physical Theater's newest production, Giraffe on Fire, a dance rhapsody in the key of Dalí. The show has seven composers, seven choreographers, and seven visual artists all coming together to create what artistic director Brian Rott calls an inter-arts safari.
Rott, along with Quasimondo's associate artistic director Jesse Miller and Giraffe on Fire's assistant director Jenny Reinke, join me in the studio now. Welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be on.
So tell me about Quasimondo Theater. It's described as a physical theater. What is that compared to, say, any other theater that's out there?
Well, basically, physical theater is an umbrella term that describes a lot of different performance genres, including puppetry and dance and music and multimedia. However, the main aspect is that it doesn't rely on written words.
So we're talking about the physical aspect of theater, but not necessarily the text. There's not necessarily a playwright per se.
So what I would say would separate a physical theater piece from a dance performance or performance art is that a story is trying to be told. It just is non-reliant on text. It can pull from different art forms. So say mime, say circus arts, say puppetry, say dance, say there is acting involved and there can be text, but it's non-reliant on the written word.
So when you are getting ready to create a piece, how does that rehearsal process work? Because I know a lot of theaters depend on the script as their starting point. You know, that's where we're going to go. And however we interpret this script is what we're going to do. But are you starting with a story idea?
Well, we begin with a theme or a source of inspiration. For the current show we're doing, it's the work of Salvador Dalí and surrealism. But it always depends on each show. And we're a devised theater, meaning that everything that we do, our performances, are devised from the performing ensemble in rehearsals. So normally for our rehearsal process, the first 2 to 3 to 4 weeks are all going through different exercises and different methodologies to create the material for the show that we're working on.
So sometimes that involves giving actors like an assignment or a task, and they go and they explore that and they come back and they present a 2-minute piece for the ensemble, and then we'll maybe ask two of the actors to combine their things that they've come up with and re-represent it in rehearsal and kind of give them different ideas through that process. So maybe we'd ask, can you incorporate this prop now? Can you do it in reverse? Can you apply it to this Beethoven piece? What happens when we
do
add
this,
a different color or
right,
a different?
Right. I know there's certainly a lot of historical precedent in Western theater for this. I'm thinking Commedia dell'arte, where you had stock characters and stock plots that weren't written down, but people would just improvise. Jenny, you're assistant directing on this particular piece. So from a director's perspective, when you're working on a long process like this and people are bringing in lots of different things, how do you start filtering it? How do you direct?
Well, I think finding ways to limit our experiments is actually probably one of my bigger challenges personally. But finding those limitations is a way to kind of develop a common vocabulary, a common physical movement vocabulary for each show that I guess helps all of the kind of experiments we're doing become coherent and I guess communicate well within a single show. For this show, we really wanted to find a lot of surprises, a lot of visual images that Dalí uses, but use them in new and surprising ways and to create stage magic and illusions. So that was kind of one of our goals and something we really looked for in the experiments that we did.
And Dali is just such an interesting artist in general. And, of course, he worked in film and he worked in the theater too. Mm-hmm. And, Brian, you talk about, you know, themes or ideas for each show. What was it about Dali that you wanted to explore?
I was always fascinated with his work since a young age. Perhaps he was even the first artist that I noticed kind of as a mature adult as something that really grabbed my attention in a visceral way. What we wanted to explore and what drew me to this show was to find that stream of conscious within performance, to create a surreal landscape with transforming images, sights, and sounds that is also a bit of a Rorschach test for the audience.
Just to kind of jive off of what these two are saying, Dali drew from so many forms. He made a cookbook. He worked in film, as you said. He did fashion collaborations with Coco Chanel. He was all over the map. He didn't limit himself to the canvas. So that's another interest why we chose to work on him, because as physical theater artists, we're not limited to just being a character throughout the show. It's so many different forms that we can draw from and whatever tools we can use in the toolbox to make a beautiful piece of work that is visceral and that does evoke a response in the audience or challenges them to interpret it on their own terms. I mean, that was Dali.
So what kinds of things can we expect to see? I mean, are you using puppets? Are you using costumes in interesting ways? Yeah, I don't want you to give away the thing, but, you know, give me a little hint.
We won't do that. yes, there's a lot of different elements that are fused within this show. It includes live music and puppetry and object manipulation and dance and acrobatics and straight theater. It's absolutely filled with surprises.
And where is it happening?
It's happening at Studio G, which is at the Grand Avenue Mall, a small intimate theater space that we built last year with Milwaukee Public Theater. It's across from TJ Maxx.
Oh, in the old
Linens and Things.
Linens and Things space.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Well, that should be fun because there's space in there to actually do all of that physical work.
Yeah, yeah. And that's been Milwaukee Public Theater space for like 5 years. So it's awesome to get to go into work every day because they house their puppets there. So it's almost a surreal experience walking past these giant puppets and there's puppets being made in process. And there's many other little theater troupes that come into that space and work. So it's really this big artistic collaboration that's starting in that area of the mall, which is it's a fun, lively, energetic place to be creating art in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how long have you been as a company at this point? Has it been a couple of years?
This show, Giraffe on Fire, is closing our third season here in Milwaukee. So we began a few years ago in the summer of, what was that, 2012.
Yeah, very cool that there's appetite for this kind of work.
Yeah, absolutely. We're continuing to carve our own niche within the current Milwaukee theater community.
And so we're having this Inner Arts Bash as a celebration of our third season and a way to make our presence known and look towards the future as well. And then another kind of special aspect of closing our third season is that we're doing Pay What You Can tickets for this show as a way to make our work accessible to all audiences and also, again, celebrate our third season.
What's coming up next to open the fourth? Or do you not know yet?
We're going to announce it at the Inner Arts Bash.
Okay. All right. So we won't do it here. So exciting things coming, though, in the fall?
Definitely exciting things are coming. And we're actually going to be taking a show from earlier this season that we created called Kamikaze Cute Sauce Cosplay Club to the New York City Fringe Festival this summer.
Oh, that's great. You have to let us know how that goes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is the first time you've taken stuff on the road?
We've taken a few other pieces on the road or at least to different locations before. We performed in all audiences production of Hansel and Gretel. It was called Hansel and Gretel, A Cautionary Tale, that performed at Reno Art Town. And we've performed some of our shows at other locations as well.
In collaboration with Milwaukee Public Theater, performed at quite a few Milwaukee Public Schools, as well as outdoor sites last summer, I think, mm-hmm. 2 summers ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But this is the first time in New York.
This is the first New York trip.
Well, congratulations on 3 years, and I look forward to hearing from you after you get back from New York.
Thank you very much.
Brian Rott is the Artistic Director of Quasimondo Milwaukee Physical Theater. Jesse Miller is the Associate Artistic Director. And Jenny Reinke is an Ensemble Member and Assistant Director of the company's newest production, which is called Giraffe on Fire, a dance rhapsody in the key of Dali. The show opens tonight at Studio G in the Grand Avenue Mall, and it runs through May 31st. There's more info at WUWM.com.